time to come participate and let us share our gratitude for your service.
Olivia Don O'Neill. Veterans are awesome and they serve us very nicely.
This is Mommy, and I think everyone who just passed by is so great and brave and wonderful, and they're really cool. And I love my dad because he's a veteran and he fighted for everyone who's in this world, so which I'm so glad.
My name is Kaylin Morrison. And I thank the veterans for our freedom and helping us with the wars.
Dylan Allison, our veterans are awesome, and I'm very happy for them for serving for us.
Tanya Tinas, a special shout out to my friend Andy Anderson. Thank you so much for your service. We love you.
Jordan, I'm on the wrong side.
Oh, Eliza Wormack, reading teacher at Stedman Elementary. I guess I understand that more of the veterans can come when we arrange it this way so that they can drive because some have mobility issues. I also really think it's fun for the kids to be able to be more loud and active, whereas when we have this event in the gym, they have to remain quiet. I think they get to be more like kids. And they share their art, and they can yell and wave and really share enthusiasm and a growing understanding of what veterans actually have to, well, not that they understand what they actually go through, but just we're able to instill in them the importance of respecting the service that somebody put forth, risked their life, that sort of thing. Like, and we talk about that in their classrooms, and they write letters. It was really neat to watch them pass out letters today. And these things we weren't able to do when we had this event in the gym. So I think that it's pretty neat.
My name is Ryan Mumby. Marine Corps, I was in from 2009 to 2012. I deployed to Helmand Province, Afghanistan, 2009, and did multiple training deployments throughout the Asian Pacific. Veterans Day, like the parade, driving through, I remember being in Afghanistan where all the elementary school kids were like from all around the country were sending little letters in. So we'd get those, we actually get those weekly. So to me, the kids running up to the vehicle, including my own daughter, you know, that's awesome. And that kind of like made me remember of being active duty, receiving those letters from all the kids while in Afghanistan. I think it's awesome. I don't think there's enough things going on for the vets in town. I think it'd be cooler if we got together more and rather than only on Veterans Day, Memorial Day.
My name is Christopher Josie. I served in the Marine Corps from 1997 to 2005 as an artillery cannoneer. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Thank you for serving. We're in a brotherhood that is lifelong, so happy Veterans Day to everybody.
So it probably took me several years before I even was really aware of what was going on with Veterans Day. And so it's become more important to me as time goes on. I'm starting to realize that I was a veteran, kind of like the people that came before me were, World War II, Vietnam, the people that I've actually met and were in charge of a lot of the programs in town and, you know, really kind of carried it forward to where I am getting now. It's kind of hard to celebrate Veterans Day. Sometimes you're not around for it. And so I feel like sometimes it kind of gets left behind and things like that, but it is a time of year where I try and remember to contact my old friends, reach out to the people that are around me that I know are veterans, you know, even if they're not struggling, even if they're doing okay. If I did have a message for other veterans specifically, or people supporting veterans in their lives, it would be that I don't think you always have to go do all the social events and everything like that. I think it's very good for the communities and other people to see that you appreciate being appreciated. But I would like to remind everybody that, you know, it can be personal too. You can have a very small gathering. You can reach out to individuals, somebody you think might be having a hard time, or maybe somebody that you know isn't, but we don't get that same connection anymore, and it's a good time to realize that.